So we're reading selected excerpts about the topic of work in faith about reason. In fact, we're starting the document from the beginning. We're in excerpt number 2 from Rav Asher, Article 6, what is above reason in the work? The matter of faith above reason means we must believe, although the mind does not see that it is so. And it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason. Meaning he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason in the work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take this upon himself. It is against reason. This means that the body does not agree to this, yet he accepts it nonetheless as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, the person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him, as though he had attained it within reason. In other words, a person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to assume faith above reason, as though it were within reason.
This is like we've discussed many times. These are two levels of perception of reality. The first level is what I see with all of my senses, my corporeal, physical senses, as an animate creature, as a beast with all my physical senses. This is called reason. And there's another level. Another meaning one that I cannot see. Rather, a level where the Creator dwells, where there is none else besides him. And only the force of bestowal dwells there. The force of Bina. The force of Chasadim. Force of faith. That's how it's called. And these two levels never meet. They always run in parallel. And what I feel within reason is something, is what I feel within reason. Together with that, I want to live on the second level, the second floor, the level of faith above reason, level of bestowal. And you cannot explain it to a person who has no inclination towards it, who has no point in the heart, who's not drawn to it. And our entire work is how to rise to the degree of faith above reason. How can we live in a world who's entirely managed by the Creator? This is the meaning of living in faith above reason, living in the force of bestowal. That is the Creator. So we need to try and be in it constantly, in spiritual life. In my corporeal life, I descend to the first level, the first degree, the first floor, and on that level, I live like everyone, within reason. So I have in my life two levels. One is within reason, where I am like each and every other person, I relate to reality, And additionally, I also relate to the spiritual reality, the true reality, and that is with faith above reason. And one does not interfere with the other. That's how I should behave. To live in two levels. On two levels. Read it again, Dudi.
Again, reading excerpt number 2 from Rabash, article 6, what is above reason in the work? The matter of faith above reason means we must believe, although the mind does not see that this is so, and it has several proofs that it is not as he wants to believe. This is called faith above reason. Meaning, he says that he believes as though he sees it within reason. This is called faith above reason in the work. In other words, it is a lot of work for a person to take this upon himself. It is against reason. This means that the body does not agree to this. Yet he accepts it nonetheless as though it were within reason. Such faith requires help from the Creator. For this reason, for such faith, a person needs to pray that he will give him the power to be similar to him, as though he has attained it within reason. In other words, a person should not pray to the Creator to help him understand everything within reason. Instead, he should pray to the Creator to give him the strength to assume faith above reason as though it were within reason.
Kiev 1.
Rav, you said that both of these floors do not cross. I tried in recent days with all of my strength to be in this work of above reason, and along with that, there were all kinds of things within reason, and I discovered how much actually developed me, specifically thanks to all of the problems that I went through within reason. I had an even greater strength to work above reason, and it was easier to rise into it. So the question is, the fact that they don't cross, we shouldn't even discover the connection between them?
I'm not talking about that. There are different kinds of work, meaning our whole work is on these two levels. Why one compared to the other? But we will talk about it later. For now, let it be so. We have life and reason. And we have to be in our spiritual life above reason, and then to get accustomed to being on two levels. And what to do with one compared to the other, from the level of reason to above reason, how from above reason to receive something within reason, we'll talk about that later. It's not at all. Not everything together. Maktu.
Good
morning, Rav. Thank you for the explanation about the two floors. I have a question about the work in the 10. On what level am I when I'm with my friends and I check it?
When I'm in the 10 with the friends, I work on the connection with them. The connection. It can be connection within reason and above reason. In both. Ashkelon.
Hello, Rav. A question from a friend, Binyamin. How does the mind serve faith above reason?
Specifically with faith above reason, I can go up and describe it to myself in my intellect. It's hard for me. I don't have a feeling for it. I can only imagine it within my intellect, in my mind, how I go up to a level where only the Creator dwells. And the Creator is the one who manages everything, arranges everything. This is the faith above reason. This is the foundation of faith above reason.
Turkey one.
Merhabalar, merhaba dostlar. Bizler dış dağıtımda mandık ödesi inancı anlatmalı mıyız?
Dear friends, the question is, should we mention about faith above reason in our dissemination to the general public? Thank you.
God forbid. No. No. They won't understand it. They will think that we are crazy. Something is wrong about us. In our mind, in our feelings.
PT 27.
Dear Rav, we heard that life is on two levels. What is in the point in the heart that enables this approach or gives us some accessibility to access faith above reason?
In truth, I yearn to be on that level where the Creator dwells and to see life through seeing or feeling or accepting that the Creator is residing in all of reality. That's how I need to arrange myself. So that in spiritual life, in my spiritual life, I am in faith above reasoning, meaning I accept that there is none besides Him. He is the good who does good. That's it. And there's no one or nothing can be besides Him.
So the Kabbalist who is already in spiritual life, I guess for him this lives in a complete manner. But a person who is in stages of preparation, he actually yearns to constantly be at that point of above reason. How does he settle this state where he's not in above reason?
Only by the study and participation in the ten. Nothing else he can do. Read these excerpts, although they might appear unreal, surreal, delusional, that the author who wrote them, what did he want? What was on his mind? But gradually through this, he receives the reforming light, and also understand that the matter of faith above reason, that's a special illumination from above. It comes to a person, shines on him, specifically on him. And in order to come to it, he has to go through many stages, many states, also unpleasant ones, humiliations, blows. They throw him out of a state. He knows nothing. He's despaired. It could take years before he comes to it. It depends on the size of the soul. If the soul is great, meaning it's very heavy when it's broke, then it takes a long time before a person comes to it. With exalted souls, with like medium souls, it's easier. A person who has a truly heavy soul, a great big soul, is very heavy in a spiritual ascent. He has a great deal of resistance to the spiritual ascent. He disagrees. He's got a big reason. Until he rises above it, to faith above reason, it takes him a long time, many years, and a great deal of effort. So, get ready.
Mi sentite?
Do you hear me?
La domanda è la preghiera per ricevere la forza per essere.
My question is the prayer in order to receive the force to be similar to the Creator. Is it a prayer that I should be doing for myself or for the ten?
Sorry, repeat, please.
Quando io voglio ricevere la forza per andare al di sopra della mia ragione.
When I want to receive the power to go above my reason, should I pray for myself or pray for the ten?
For now, only for himself. It will be a long time before. For the time being, each one is praying for himself to be in faith above reason. And later it will change a little bit, but not right away. Otherwise we'll get confused.
Hello, Rav. Есть оправдание Творца, и оно есть потому, что все, что мы учим, оно очень логично.
Within reason, there is justification for what the Creator is doing, but everything that we study, it's all logical, it fits into the picture of the existing world, there is no argument with it. Then faith above reason, is it some feeling or what is it?
Faith above reason is when I begin to feel the Creator dwelling inside the world. It is good and who does good in the force of bestowal. And I want to be integrated in this force of bestowal and be adhered to the Creator in this force of bestowal. Faith above reason means bestowal above reception.
How do I sell to the ten and also to myself this faith above reason?
You simply imagine that there is truly none else besides him. He exists in the world. You live in him, inside this force. There's none else besides him. So where are you? Are you outside of him? You're inside of him. Who is you? That tiny little ball, that point that has a form opposite the Creator's, a black point inside the white light. So you imagine yourself like that inside the white light. Now what to do? You want that although you are as a black point, your egoistic point, inside the white light, in light of infinity, the white light, and you are a black point, you want this black point not to be in opposition to the white light, meaning although you are black, you wish to behave like the white. So you and the Creator will be in equivalence of form, adhesion. You will disappear inside the Creator. This is the meaning of adhesion in the Creator. Try to see it like that. New York 3.
Shalom, Rav. The question is, what is this strength that's given to a person to assume faith above reason?
This is the force of bestowal that comes to him from the Creator as a gift. That's how it's called, a gift. Hebrew 10.
Good morning, Rav. A question about reason. If a person has friends that he very much objects to, specifically he and them don't get well together at all, if he makes a specific effort to connect with them, to search for the Creator in them, is this a good exercise, you know, that work in above reason?
The best exercise is to be connected with everyone, the whole 10. Well, the whole 10 equally. Get integrated with those and those and those, that's the best. Don't choose out of the 10. These are closer to me and those are farther away from me. I should pay attention to everyone together. And by that, you're inviting, invoking the strongest reforming light.
So I shouldn't pay attention to whether the person, let's say, if he has a few friends in the tent that he has a problem with, it doesn't matter. It still works on the general level, the collective level, all the time.
No, only on the general level to be truly together with everyone. Don't distinguish, don't single out one or two friends and start to be connected with them. It's not recommended. But rather pay attention that together with everyone, you are growing the connection. Anana.
Ranana.
Well, good morning. Thank you for the opportunity.
Let's go.
How do I recognize the spiritual ego within Faith Above Reason? The klipa, shall we?
Don't worry, you will identify it. First, start advancing towards Faith Above Reason. The ego, all those other things, you will recognize them. It's not that important now. PT 19.
Faith Above Reason, you said it takes a lot of time. Why does the issue of time have such a great importance? What happens during that time?
It's because we're not inviting the reforming light. Depends on how much you are yearning for, praying for, asking, demanding the reforming light.
Even Bala Sulam, too, it took him 20 years. How come? Such a great soul. What is this thing about time?
A great soul, specifically, requires more time. A great soul is in great objections. A person could be inside the wisdom of Kabbalah, but all his steps are truly against. He's doing like a mischievous kid. He doesn't want this and doesn't want that. He disagrees with this and that. He's got a great big ego, a vicious one, and grows and reveals itself more and more. He can't do anything with himself. And you're looking at him and at others. And the others are fine. They advance, they understand one another. They agree with what's written. He disagrees with the text. Each who is greater than his friend, his desire, his inclination is greater.
In truth, is it about time? Are we just fantasizing about it? Or?
Sir, you have to bend down and succeed. Lower your head and succeed.
Günaydın dostlar. Mantık ötesi inanç aydınlanma dediniz. Kişinin üst ışığı çekmesine mi bağlı bu? Yoksa grubun içinde yaptığı eylemlerle mi olacak bu aydınlanma?
Hi Rav, hi friends. Serdar is asking, to come to the faith above reason, is it depend to draw the light or is it depend for the effort that he gives in the time? Thank you.
I didn't understand. Did you get it?
Please.
Repeat, please.
אני לא הבנתי שאלה.
רב.
I didn't understand the question.
To come to faith above reason, is it depend to draw the light, or is it depend for a person to give effort, to give investment in the time?
Of course, it depends on a person's investment in the ten, because by that he is pulling with him the or drawing the reforming light.
PT 29. Hello, Rav. Rabash writes three times, as if it were within reason. What is this as if, and where's the boundary?
The power to be above reason would be so certain, so powerful, so fundamental. It's as if it's within reason. Since within reason you have a fundamental force from nature, and you are standing in your five senses like a beast on its four legs.
A question from a friend. The illumination of faith comes to a person directly or...
Directly from the Creator. From the Creator. Is it through the ten? Yeah, through the ten. Is it through all the upper parts of him from himself? Yes, also that. What difference does it make? Why are you starting to ask questions for which we still have no connection? It's just a result of wisdom.
Mark. Тов.
Да, слышно нас?
Слышно, ну давай уже.
Question, Rob.
Yeah, we hear you.
Talk. Таким товарищам с тяжелой душой для того, чтобы.
How can the ten help the friends who have such a heavy soul in order to shorten the time for them?
Patience from the ten towards those friends. For whom it's hard to connect. They do it, but it's hard for them nevertheless. So only background. There's nothing you can do. Ita 3.
Buongiorno, ecco maestro, mi aggancio alla domanda dell'amico. Quando queste anime hanno tutte queste resistenze.
Hello Rav, I connect to the question the friend asked. When these souls feel all of this resistance, sometimes the friends don't show up to the morning lesson, so how should we relate to those souls?
Give them the possibility to advance, nevertheless. Moscow 1.
Представляй себе черную точку в белом свете, которая хочет стать
пасхой. Imagining a black point in the white light that wishes to resemble the white light. For that I have to think about it all the time, that's my effort?
That's not the only thing I need to think about. Not only that. PT 29.
Good morning. Regarding faith above reason, something about
yes,
place of bestowal.
Gvul asaga u begvul ashpa.
That's the boundaries of Bissol. Okay, friends, we've finished with that, and we're going to move to
preface?
Duptiha?
So let's sing a song again.
בשדה קוצים גדול קורא אני בקול תפילת הלב אל המרום עד ינוסו הצללים מבין הערפילים עם שחר רק יצמח החלום את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא קיים את החי מבקש אני הם חיי הם נשמתי בלעדיהם אני לא עמוק בתוך הלב את החי סוחב ובתוכי בוער גלי עבר עבדו עקבות אבל רוחות טובות יובילו אל ים הארץ